Alright, so group one, who are you?
Oh, that was me.
So can you guys read out your scenario and then how you would give feedback on
that? You notice that a fellow leader is pushing in line in the Sergi cell.
Yep.
In meal times.
In meal times. So because of the context of being plural, you've obviously noticed that it's not the first time. We were sort of saying that, especially if there's kids in front.
Talk to me as if you're giving me the feedback.
I was giving you context.
Mario!
If the kids are right in front of you, I wouldn't give you feedback in front of them. I'd say that's what I would do. I'd say, Marissa, I've noticed that you're always first in line at mealtimes, and because obviously the verb was pushing, so maybe say that. The other one I would have said is if we notice they were pushing in front and then always going to sit with their kids' table, you could give the feedback as like, if you want to sit with your kids' table, line up with them. So there's a few different ways to deliver that one, given the sort of vague context.
Yeah.
But yeah, because contextually it didn't sound like the first time.
Yeah. That's good.
Pretty easy to deliver.
Yeah, because you're just saying what you're saying.
Oh, and if it was, say if you didn't feel confident speaking directly to that other leader, you could just tell the rest of the area.
Or your mentor.
This person's always pushing you.
Cool, thank you. Group two, who are you? What was your scenario?
We really enjoyed the game night run by Christian, Tammy and Eric. In all regards, it was fantastic, but it started 10 minutes late. So Christian noticed the night game last night started 10 minutes late. What was the reason that might have happened, and is there anything that we can do to stop that from happening for another event coming up?
That's, yeah, perfect feedback, because you're giving the feedback, but then you're also giving a way of how can I help supportive situation. Yeah, can everyone see how that would be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, group three. Who are you?
You see a fellow leader taking the time to get a child ready to get up to serve yourself, so they are not late, and you felt you wanted to acknowledge this. So literally, you took the time to get a child ready who was running a little bit late so they could be on time to the... It doesn't actually say why they're going there.
Yeah,
because
the circus had a lot.
Group four.
All right, so we misinterpreted the instruction. We kind of discussed all of them, but we still...
I also didn't give you the right instruction.
That's right. We still got number four easily.
By doing that,
by doing so... Yes. We misinterpreted. However, we still did discuss number four. So ours was, you hear two leaders gossiping about another leader. How do you give them feedback?
You can give it to me if it helps you.
So we discussed it. We can use the essential agreement. In a way, so simply, like, inside, I heard you two gossiping, that's not what we're about. That's not what the leadership group's about anymore.
That's not our agreed behavior.
Yeah, that's not what we've agreed on.
Yeah.
And just something really similar, like, simple, short, so you're not, it's almost too short for it to become a confrontation, just something like, that's not what we're about.
I actually like the idea of what Felix was discussing with, and Alex and Dave were discussing before, adding on to that. I noticed that you've been gossiping about a leader. Is there something we can do to help you? Because like Felix said, it can be quite, what did you say, passive-aggressive? But adding that little, is there something we can do to help you? It kind of turns it into a supportive situation. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're still not giving your opinion, but you're offering a way of helping.
You're giving them a chance to, you're giving the feedback and you're giving them a chance
to verbalize their reflections on the
respond,
situation.
Yeah.
Excellent. Group five.
Yeah, we did the PJ one. It was like where the PJ thing ran really well and it was on time and the kids went to bed early.
The kids were very engaged and enjoyed it a lot. Like Gemma said, it finished on time, and we borrowed this word from Lisa, but it was it was a very engaging environment for the kids. Just that the fact that they were able to, do everything and not get distracted and still enjoy the whole thing, and then also still finish on time.
Yeah.
Ignore it, it's me.
Good.
You think you feel acknowledged. And then that makes the person receiving that feedback feel good about it. Like, oh, they think about it, oh, yeah, I did really good. Like, that was cool. Yeah. So the feedback doesn't always have to be bad. You can feedback good things too. That's why we shift away from the words positive and negative feedback, because it's just feedback and there's like mountains of literature on it, which it's a new way of thinking about feedback, but not that new, which is why it's helpful to see how to do it. What group were you guys?
Five.
Five, six.
Okay. Your cohort leader is fast becoming the favorite fun leader to the younger kids. They're making more jokes and telling them yes to pretty much anything they want to do. You're feeling like the boring one and the one that's having to implement the rules a bit more because the other leader is too relaxed. How do you give them feedback? So I'd probably say something like, when you're interacting with the younger kids, you're making more jokes and telling them yes to pretty much anything they want to do, so I'm having to implement the rules. What can we do to share the load more effectively?
Yeah, perfect. Seven?
Yeah,
seven.
So we had this scenario where the hut leaders of the younger speed group boys, they're being really disruptive during skip prep time, but your other co-leader is like nowhere to be seen, and so they sort of left you to like handle the situation. Did you want to?
We'd probably just say like, just, you know, note that they weren't there, and that like two people were really needed to like effectively manage that situation.
Yeah, so we could say like we were talking about saying the B group boys were very agitated and they were running around, they were difficult to manage, it was difficult to manage for one leader. In the future, two leaders may be more effective in the situation.
Yeah. Definitely. Eight.
Yeah, that was us. So we had you thought OVP was organized really well and you loved what A group did. You felt that A group versus Yuki game was challenging and thought it was a fair game. It felt good to be a part of. How would you give A group feedback? So yeah, we just say like, OVP was really well done.
It's hard.
OVP was organized really well.
Your opinion.
We enjoyed, because it says you loved what A group did, so like we, like the leaders enjoyed what A group did for OVP.
Yeah.
And then we could see you put a lot of effort and you tried hard in the A group versus your kid game. So that made it challenging for everyone, which was good. Made it challenging for everyone.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it felt good to be a part of.
Woo! Yeah. Keep thinking. Well done.
Oh, true.
Yeah. See how it's... It's like a muscle. Like, if you guys start doing it more and more, you start to be able to... Like, it comes more naturally.
Hello, Ms.
With the one that Lucy and Caitlin were doing, she said that it was something about one, so it would be better with two people. Is that an opinion? Because you think it would be better with two, but it could also be a fact, because like you physically can't look after eight screaming big group boys.
That's probably more a fact, like that situation.
Yeah.
Or even the other way, you say like it was difficult to do by myself.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's also,
that's
an opinion.
But you're not...
Because you think...
But if
it was
you found it difficult,
well,
that's
I said
now
it's
factual.
Difficult for one to manage.
Yeah, okay.
I think
so
that's
I wasn't disagreeing. I was
just
curious
if
that was...
So it's like not like me, like it was difficult for me to manage, but it was difficult for one leader. Like,
that's a good definition.
Like,
yeah, it's a good difference there.
Okay. Or even just saying like, they're a lot for one person to handle.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Yeah, okay.
Can you guys see how like, when you start to get your head in that mind frame around it, and like it has taken me years to develop that, like I don't expect you all to be able to give feedback like that instantly, but you did like a really, this is my opinion, like you did a very good job of it just being thrown into it, like, so, and it's hard to do. The first time we did it was really confronting
there for
and really
about an
hard.
Hour and you could
time.
Hear
we
the
like,
grinding in everyone's head.
No, it was really hard, so I think you did a very good job of just taking it on and like learning how to do that, so yeah, thank you. And that's it for feedback.
Nice.